Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
It took some time, but Buffalo's offseason coaching changes are finally complete. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with John Murphy and Murph for head coach Doug Marrone. There were probably a few more holes that he had to fill than maybe he initially anticipated, but in the end, the five coaches are on board.
Yep, that's right. Three new coaches on the offensive side of the ball, two new coaches on the defensive side of the ball, and a little bit later than he anticipated, as you said, Chris, I think head coach Doug Marrone is confident that he can now move forward as planned.
Right now we're preparing as we get ready for, going through our playbooks, going through our cut-ups, getting ready for the draft, unrestricted free agents, all that stuff going on right now, which is quite a bit. But in the process, we're able to help ourselves and become a better team by adding some coaches to our staff.
Quarterbacks coach Todd Downing and senior offensive assistant Jim Hostler were brought on board not to replace anyone, but to lighten the load for offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett.
I'm here to take pressure off Nathaniel. Give him another set of eyes, give him another opinion from a guy who's coordinated, a guy that's done a lot in the passing game, and just sort of help him so he can be better prepared to coordinate.
My job is to support Coach Hackett in anything he needs. So whatever he asks me to do, I'm going to be willing to do. As Coach Marrone said, up at the podium, one of my jobs is going to be a mentor to these young quarterbacks. Now, what that entails to me is teaching them how to prepare, teaching them what it's like to cross every T and dot every I. And, I think just in a general sense, those are going to be my main focuses.
Receivers coach Rob Moore comes to the Buffalo Bills with a pretty good handle on Coach Hackett's offensive system. He worked with him and Bills head coach Doug Marrone for 3 years at Syracuse.
Probably the only thing is right now I have a pretty good familiarity of what they're doing offensively. A lot of the things they're doing are kind of it's a little more complex, but it's kind of a little more carryover from what they did a couple of years ago. So from that standpoint, I won't learn a totally different offense. So I have a pretty good feel of some of the nuances, some of the little things that that could probably help us to be more effective as a receiver.
Meanwhile, defensive line coach Pepper Johnson and linebackers coach Fred Puggich know each other well. Puggich was Pepper Johnson's linebackers coach in college at Ohio State. With both of them exposed to a host of different defensive styles over the years, both are confident they can teach Coach Schwartz's scheme to the players rather quickly.
Obviously, we want to keep it to where the players can learn it. And I think that's the key in any coaching situation, whether you're there for a while or not. I think Coach Schwartz will do a great job of setting up the defense. I could see the communications as we're going through right now being similar to where last year, so there should not be a whole lot of new teaching. Schemes are a little different than what they played a year ago, but really it's not a bad situation to be in. I think the kids will pick it up very easily.
It takes not just 11 guys out there on the field, but it takes the practice squad guys. It takes the coaches. It takes the people in the cafeteria to all be supportive and everybody just feel together. Everyone that builds a winning attitude, that builds winning, and you guys have had it here. So it's just a matter of just getting back to that format and taking that next step and having confidence in ourselves when we go out there on the field every Sunday.
And Marrone mentioned it in his early comments, Murph, as he introduced his five new assistants. Three of the assistants now on the defensive side of the ball have been coordinators at the NFL level, and that's not counting Jim Schwartz, the new DC.
And on the offensive side of the ball, they have another coach with coordinator experience, and Jim Hostler, who was coordinator of the San Francisco offense a couple of years ago. He could be a valuable sounding board for Bills coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. Quarterbacks coach Todd Downing spent a little bit of time at the Senior Bowl working with the Bills' current quarterback, E.J. Manuel, so they already have a pretty good working relationship.
And knowing the players are not going to be back until April, the time now is to blend all of those new voices in the coaching room together, something they anticipate getting done in short order. John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.